Hi, everyone. I'm Charlie Boyd, and welcome to the Jesus on Display podcast. Before we begin today's content, I wanted just to say thanks for supporting us here at Fellowship Greenville with your gifts and generosity. Because of your giving, we get to share resources like this podcast with you to help reach you wherever you are in your life with Jesus. If you'd like to support the ministry of Fellowship Greenville, you can head to fellowshipgreenville.org/give to get started. Thanks so much for your support, and we hope you enjoy today's episode.
We're all sinners, and we all sin. We all struggle with things like selfishness and pride and bitterness and self-preoccupation and lust and all kinds of things. You know this. All right, the Bible says that my sin separates me from God. More specifically, in God's eyes, I'm a lawbreaker because I've not lived up to the righteous standards that God intended for me and that he wrote down and revealed in his law. And God's law condemns me as a sinner. The law condemns me and the law kills me. You see that down in chapter 3, verse 10, where he says, "Cursed is everyone who does not abide by and do all the things that are written in the book of the law." Now, another way of thinking about the curse there is to read it like this. Everyone who does not live up to all that the law requires lives under a death penalty. And that's bad news. Now, the good news is this, in chapter 3, verse 13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. In other words, Jesus died the death we should have died so we can live to God. When Jesus died on the cross, he took our sins upon himself, into himself, so we could be forgiven. So when you put your faith in Jesus to save you, then what happens is the whiteboard is wiped clean. It's wiped clean. And I could write on here forgiveness, like because I've been forgiven. And that's why a lot of people will say that justification means just as if I had never sinned. Just as if I had never sinned. And that's true, but it doesn't go far enough. It doesn't go far enough because justification isn't the same thing as forgiveness. Justification isn't the same thing as forgiveness. Forgiveness is one part of justification. Because if forgiveness, having that blank slate, is all there is to it, well, what happens when you mess up? Well, you try harder not to mess up. You try, like, when you sin, you try harder to clean that off, and then it comes back, and then you try harder to clean it off, and you live under guilt by some preacher who basically is saying you better live up to God's standard, you better live up to the rules, or you probably never saved to start with, and so you're because of that, you can't get the board clean. It's like, well, but no matter how hard you try, you mess up. But it's like you live under guilt and shame because you know you can't ever get it clean. It just won't get clean. And or you become proud and self-righteous because you think you are measuring up when you actually aren't. Listen, when you think about justification simply as forgiveness, you end up thinking it's up to you to keep the whiteboard of your soul clean. And the Christian life is pretty much a matter of trying hard to keep the rules. And I'm telling you, I lived this way in guilt and shame for a long time. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. When you put your faith and trust in Christ to save you from your sins, you also receive, you ready for this? You receive Christ's righteousness. You receive his righteousness. Now, not only are you forgiven, but your human spirit is infused with the Holy Spirit, and Christ puts his Holy Spirit, his very own spirit, inside you so that again, your human spirit, the Holy Spirit is infused together, and God credits you the very righteousness of Christ. We are not simply blank slates that we have to keep cleaning over and over again by trying harder to do better, by confessing our sins and promising to do better. Because the Holy Spirit lives in us, here's the beauty of it. God sees you just like he sees Jesus. God sees you as his dearly beloved child, just like he sees Jesus as his dearly beloved son. This is your core identity. Christ in you, you in Christ. And then God writes into the very core of your being, having Jesus live in you, then you have his love, his joy, his patience, his peace, his kindness, his goodness, his faithfulness, his gentleness. It's all already inside you. You're not praying, God, help me be more patient. You're praying, Jesus, have your patience come through me. Are you following me here? Embedded in you is the very character of Christ, and it desires to be expressed through you. It's embedded in you, desiring to be expressed through you. In other words, justification is not so much just as if I had never sinned, but just as if I had always lived like Jesus. It's positive righteousness. In another passage, Paul says it like this. He says, God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Meaning God credits your sins to Jesus because he died for you, and God credits Christ's righteousness to you, and you live because of him. This is the great exchange. My sin for his righteousness. His death for my life. Jesus got treated like you so you could be treated like him. That is the work of the cross. That is what being justified by faith in Christ is all about. Okay, I hear you. Don't yell at me. Like, I hear you. Why do we still struggle with sin then? If life change doesn't come through self-effort and rule-keeping, then how do I change? That's a great question. And the answer to that question is really embedded in one verse, Galatians 2:20. I personally think Galatians 2:20 is the best explanation for how life change happens anywhere in the Bible. And really, the rest of Galatians is going to kind of unpack parts of what Galatians 2:20 brings to light here. Now, I memorized this verse years ago in King James, so I put it up this way. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in this mortal body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. My human spirit is infused with the Holy Spirit. That's my core identity, my new true identity. Christ living in me, living his life through me, but I still sin. What's up with that? Well, this is where justification kind of begins to move into sanctification, another one of those stuffy-sounding theological terms, which Paul actually doesn't really use, but it's basically what the rest of the book of Galatians is about. It's like, how does life change occur? But they're alike like this. I am made right with God, justification, by faith in Christ who loved me and gave himself for me, and I'm kept right with God, sanctification, by faith in Jesus who loved me and gave himself for me, and who has put his very own spirit inside me. Hear me, rule-keeping doesn't make you right with God. Rule-keeping doesn't keep you right with God. So how does this work? Okay, this piece of plexiglass, this is my mortal body living in a fallen world, okay? And I'm not like two different people. This comes in a package. It's a package deal. My spirit, my true identity, my body, my life experience. Okay, this is really important. The whiteboard is your identity. The plexiglass is your experience. All right? Now, my new true identity is supposed to be seen in my daily living, as in, like we like to say around here, putting Jesus on display. But we know, and Paul very well knows, that we struggle with what Paul calls the deeds of the flesh. In other words, I still sin. So I got all these sins. Are the sins that I commit, are they my identity? No. Listen, this is my true identity. When I shed this and I go to heaven, this doesn't have to go through some heavenly car wash to get all the last residue of sin off me. Nope, the person that Christ has made me to be and the deepest part of who I am, my new true identity, it never is tainted by sin because God sees me like he sees Jesus. He sees my righteousness. But I do live in this world, and this world tries to convince me. It calls to me and it lies to me. It tells me I can find life somewhere other than in my relationship with Christ. And I give into that. I give into that. And so how do I change? Not by rules from the outside in, but through the work of the Holy Spirit in me. And what the Holy Spirit is working in us to do, He's working to make us more transparent. It's the Holy Spirit's work in our lives that bring us more and more into conformity with the image of Jesus who's in us. And the fact that I continue to struggle with sin, it has nothing to do with my identity. Again, my true identity is firmly established in Christ. Now think about it. Why? In Galatians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, Paul described the gospel this way. Jesus gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age. You see now why the emphasis in verses 3 through 5 isn't about eternal salvation. Eternal salvation is true, but Paul is talking about something else. He's talking about Christian living. He rescues us in the here and now from all the mess that we pick up in the world. What we need right here, right now, what the world needs to see right here, right now, is Jesus living in and through his people, to see his love, his goodness, his faithfulness, his gentleness, his patience. They're all right here inside us. We don't pray them outside in, we pray them inside out. But those things, his love, his gentleness, it gets obscured. His righteousness gets obscured by trying to find our identity in the present age rather than in Christ who's living in us. And this is Paul's whole point. The way to deal with this problem is not by rule keeping and self-effort, not by willpower, because any kind of self-improvement program puts the focus back on me. It takes my eyes off of Christ and what he's done in his work on the cross for me and what he's doing in me through the work of his Holy Spirit. Again, this is my daily experience. And the world calls and invites me to find life apart from Jesus. So God views me just as if I have always lived like Jesus, but his life in me is obscured by selfishness, and the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit is to make me more and more transparent. And that work takes place inside out. And there's not enough time to unpack it all. We got the rest of Galatians to do it. But that's the way it works. So the heart, that's the heart of Galatians 2:20. And I'm telling you, you would do well to memorize this verse and meditate on it, not as some checklist or anything. Get this into your mind. Pray this verse. Let me paraphrase what Paul is saying. Listen to this. I no longer live the life I live. I no longer live the life I live because Jesus lives in me to live his life through me. So I live every day trusting in, relying on, resting in Jesus who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm trusting him to make my life transparent so he can shine through me. Sanctification, life change, happens inside out. All right, we'll get to it. Number one, the gospel is slippery. Number two, the gospel alone makes me right and keeps me right with God. Finally, the gospel of grace alone keeps my eyes on Jesus and off myself. Now look at verse 21. It's my paraphrase again. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through rule keeping, then Christ died for nothing. Listen, Paul is not simply focused on right theology, as important as right theology is. Yes, he's trying to get Peter and the Galatians to see that gospel truth is being undermined and they are losing their grip on the gospel of grace. But right theology is important because of what it says about Jesus. Remember chapter 1, verses 3 through 5 that I've mentioned? Jesus gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age. Jesus rescues us. He says over and over again in verse 16, we're made right with God through faith in Jesus Christ, through faith in Christ Jesus, through faith in Christ. See it? Jesus makes me right and keeps me right with God. He says in verse 19 and 20, I no longer live as one under laws and rules anymore because I died. I died to the law. I died to rules. I live now on an entirely different basis, a new basis. He says, I live, listen, I live because Jesus is working out his life in me and through me. And so I live my life now by faith in Jesus who loved me and gave himself for me. It's all about Jesus. He says in verse 21, because of what Jesus has done for me, because of what Jesus has done in me, he says, I will not undermine the gospel of grace because if I go back to thinking and acting like rule keeping can make me right and keep me right with God, it would mean that Jesus died for no reason. It would be a slap in the face to Jesus. It'd be like to spit on the cross. It would be like to trample his blood under my feet. The gospel of grace alone keeps my eyes on Jesus and off of me. So I want to say with Paul, I no longer live the life I live. Jesus lives in me, living his life through me, and it really is all about him.
The Jesus on Display podcast is produced right here at Fellowship Greenville in Greenville, South Carolina. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Follow and share this podcast with anyone who might be interested or curious about our church community or how storytelling unites us and helps us feel more connected. To actively keep up with what's going on at our church community, head to our website at fellowshipgreenville.org, follow us on all social media platforms, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks for tuning in. Grace and peace to you for your week, and we'll see you next time.